Hello, y'all, and welcome to another episode of Shelby's World Podcast. And we are walking into a new month. Well, we have stepped into a new month. It is Wednesday, April 7th. Am I good? You see me good, Stig? We got us a we got our open forum. We got our open forum guest here. Now I'm gonna go ahead and get y'all used to his face. Because he may pop in every now and then, join us with some shows that he think he's very, very familiar with, you know, topics of that such. So we're going to definitely keep him around. And we got some good feedback from his appearance last time. So we definitely want to keep him around. So again, it's April 7th. Welcome to April. Welcome back to Shelby's World Podcast. A brand new week, a brand new month. We are looking forward to great things. Thank y'all for tuning in. What's up?
Hey, I know a little about a lot, man. So, hey, I'm glad y'all got me back. I really, really support y'all, man. Y'all have a good thing going. I love what you guys are doing, man. So, whenever you guys want me to come on, I am honored to be there. Make sure you let me know.
Great. I'm happy to hear that. We just got Queen in. She just jumped into the studio with us. What's up, Queen?
Uh-oh.
Tired, but I'm good.
Well, we are live, Queen. So jump in, jump up, get into it.
Come on here with that now.
We just started, like literally. So we ain't did nothing yet. We ain't did a quote. We waiting on you to jump in and do that sponsorship. You ready, Queen?
Yes. Thank you for watching. Thank you for tuning in to Shelby's World Podcast. We are sponsored today by Shelby's Bistro. Make sure you check out Shelby's Bistro on IG. She does everything, guys, from kids catering to parties to events, kids cooking, group cooking, individual cooking, all of that. So check out Shelby's Bistro on IG today. Please do. Also, we are sponsored by J2 Couture. J2 Couture LLC is all about beauty, fashion, cosmetics, all that stuff to make you look the bomb. Make sure you check out J2 Couture at www.j2couture.com or check out J2 Couture on Facebook and IG. And we have to give a shout out to Freedom Train Radio. Big up to Freedom Train Radio, Joe and Pat. Big ups to y'all. But most definitely, make sure you tune in to Shelby's World Podcast every Wednesday. Make sure you follow us on IG. And we are also on YouTube now. But we actually everywhere. Apple,
everywhere.
All of it. We everywhere. Ooh, man. If you actually follow the page, you will see that we are everywhere. So thank you for tuning in to Shelby's World Podcast on this beautiful Wednesday. We're in the month of April, springtime. Let's go.
Well, there you go. There you have it with all the wonderful sponsors that we have. And the sponsors are building up, y'all. We are going to start having a different set of sponsors coming in because people want to be a part of Shelby's World. Isn't that great?
Everybody want to jump on and be like, man, y'all need to let me on y'all show. My friends from back home in Polk County, I'm like, look, you got to have something to talk about. We ain't just putting you on here. You know what you're talking about. You can't just be on here now. But shout out to everybody that want to be a part of what we got going on. I appreciate it.
Real quick, I want to shout out God First too. God First Clothing.
Most definitely.
Grip One, he look for a sponsorship coming from his way within the next 3 days.
Okay. Thank you
for y'all too.
Well, we appreciate that. See what I'm saying? You know, that's happening. That's happening. So everybody who's tuning in, everybody who's listening or will be listening to the audio version of this show, we are in three separate places today. So you will see a different background like you normally do between just me and Queen. But today I'm at a softball game. So if you hear a little bit of a interference, just, you know, disregard that. I had to come out here and be a mom too, along with being a podcast.
Gotta support your children.
Gotta support the kids. Support the kids. So we're going to go ahead and get started today, y'all, because we have a very interesting show today. And the topic of the show today is completely let's be casual. So we're going to talk about different instances in casual relationships and casual different things while we're building casual relationships with people. We're definitely going to do that. But our quote of the day, we're going to get into that now. And our fact of the day, the quote of the day is forgive what hurt you, but never forget what it taught you. And that is Shannon Alder. Again, it's forgive what hurt you, but never forget what it taught you. Anybody got anything on the quote? Y'all got any feedback?
I like
that. But that's the saying, though. Yeah. I forgive you, but I ain't gonna never forget what you did.
That's
period.
True.
I can still rock with you, but I'm gonna rock with you on a whole different way. Cause I ain't gonna forget what you did. In the back of my mind is still there, but I have forgiven you and then went on about my business because I ain't finna let you, you know. You got to be big on forgiveness and you got to forgive people and not hold grudges, because when you see that person still have that power. If that person, if something inside of you, when you see that person, make you cringe still. Yep. So I didn't forgave you and then moved on, but I just know how to move with you now.
That's
my,
right.
My thing is, and I agree with that 100%, but my thing is I forgive and forget. I really don't care that much.
It depends on what it is.
With me, it don't. It's just like you move how you move, whether it was flaw or whatever you did. I forgive and I forget it. Like, but now don't get it twisted. I'm not gonna deal with you the same way.
Yeah,
I did forget it.
Yeah,
I forgave you. I forget it. I'm not gonna hold anything against you. I don't have no grudges. I don't have no back and forth with you. But I'm not gonna deal with you the same. Like, and you're gonna feel it, because usually when you have to forgive and forget somebody, it's one of them things where they need you for you need them.
Correct.
Yeah, correct.
And that's
correct.
How I go.
Now, I agree with both of you all's trajectory on that, because what I feel is that I kind of feel like I don't have to, I can forgive and forget from a distance. I never even have to tell you that I forgave you. I'm not going to deal with you again. And like you said, dealing with people, it's kind of like the long handle spoon effect after a situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can feed you from a distance. I can assist you and give you support from a distance, but not the same support and drive that I was giving you before. So, and it also depends on the person, because more times than none, if it's a family member, we'll forgive and move on and kind of like try to patch it up and work it out. But if it's somebody that in the streets, I could care less sometimes, to be honest.
100%. So, 100%.
I definitely feel that.
Real talk.
So we have on the same long lines of relationships, because, you know, 10 facts about relationships that I'm gonna do a quick little rundown of these without, and I want us to have a little bit of a conversation on certain ones, but for the most part, I think people know what keeps a relationship together if they've been in successful relationships. Yeah. Because, and also relationships are different for different people. What may have worked for you in one relationship with somebody else may not work for you in the next. So 10 facts about relationships everyone should know before they say I do. One is sharing the housework equals more sex. Yay or nay?
Nay.
What?
Nay. Nay.
So you don't think that if y'all share housework that it gives the opportunity of more sex?
Absolutely not, because that physical attraction is going to give you more sex either way it go. Like, if you feeling your person you with and you actually got a mental connection with that person, that sharing housework ain't gonna matter. I agree with you. This just speaking for me, because I cook and I clean on my own, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't need nobody to do that with me. I don't need nobody to share that with me. So it's not a plus for me.
Okay, so tell me this. Since that wouldn't be considered a plus, well, no, don't even tell me this. We're going to skip on, because we don't want to spend too much time on it. But we may come back to that at some point. Fact number two, the honeymoon phase may be a myth.
That's definitely not true. That's not true.
Mm-mm.
That honeymoon phase is definitely there.
Is it a myth or not a myth?
It is not a myth.
It's not a myth.
So tell me why it's not a myth. At least let me get that.
Go ahead, Ken. I'll let you speak first.
I don't think it's a myth. I think some people might stay in their honeymoon stage. But I don't. Like you just said, when you just presented the question, it depends on the people in the relationship. It really depends on the people in the relationship.
You can.
So, some people can feel like that they still in the honeymoon stage 20 years from now.
Correct.
They just got that vibe. Their spirits are in tune with one another. Man, it's something when y'all spirits are in tune with one another. Baby, that thing is what?
Yeah, you can have a honeymoon.
That thing is explosive.
You can have a honeymoon for 40 years.
That part.
And you can also have a honeymoon for 40 days. And you be, hey, man, I'm so tired of this nigga. Like,
it'll be for one day.
So, basically, what I'm hearing is the honeymoon stage is definitely not a myth. It can be within the first week. It can be past a week. It can be a couple years. It can't. It just depends on the situation.
Correct.
It depends. It really okay. does.
Fact number three. Most couples wait 6 years before going to marriage counseling, but you should go sooner. Which I think.
I think you should go. I think throughout your marriage relationship, because some people, they not married and they still go to relationship counseling. But okay. I think you should go. If you feel like, even if your relationship good, you still go, because there's still some things that we need to work out that we probably don't agree on, that we might need somebody else in the middle.
You get.
So it just, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I think you should go to counseling. I think you should go before and after.
Okay.
I've never been married, right? So counseling, my thing is when we either gonna talk or we ain't. You know, if it's something that we can't settle at home and your significant other wants to go and seek a third party opinion that doesn't know anybody, I think that's positive. You know, I think that's a positive situation if you want to make your relationship work. But personally, I've never been married, right? So my third party are always family or friends, but they know limited information because they judge it based on that, based on who I am, right? Mm-hmm. So I think a third party individual that doesn't know anybody, I think that'd be the best source of action if you want to keep a relationship going.
So, and more than likely, if you're involving a counselor, you're involving a third party that has no involvement with either of you.
No.
So there's no
judgment.
But if you got to that point, that means y'all communication bad. Because if you got good communication into a situation, y'all can talk it out. Like, it's no situation that you can't handle if you have good communication in a relationship. Like, if you have to add a third party that doesn't know anybody to speak on both parties, that means y'all can't talk no more. Because if y'all can't talk, y'all can't sort out y'all problems, and you have to get someone else to sort them out for you.
I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that people didn't know how to communicate firsthand before they were even in a relationship. I don't think it has anything to do with the fact that they can't talk to each other. I think sometimes they just never learn how to communicate, period. Especially in situations where there is controversy or issues. Controversial situations seem to be what sparks counseling situations.
I can agree with that 1,000%. My communication is trash and it always has been. So I know firsthand that it comes
down. You would have to go to counseling.
My communication is
and then
ass.
You went
and communication and it is, and then you might have a partner that has good communication and then one that doesn't.
That exactly. Yep. Exactly. Okay, so fact number four. Eye rolls could cost you. Contempt is one of the top predators of divorce.
Mm. Say that again.
Mm. Eye rolls can cost you. Contempt is one of the top predictors of divorce.
Eye rolls can cost you.
so let me look at this in the black person form.
That comes from the soul.
Exactly. So let me break this down in black people terms right now. Because, you know, this when I'm looking at the medical terms of what they were saying, this was a medical journal that I was getting these facts off. So layman terms is that my partner sent up telling me something about an issue. Uh-huh. Just because I don't agree with the outcome of what they're saying, I'm rolling my eyes in disagreement.
Oh, yeah.
My body language is spilling over so many things that my mouth is not saying. Biggest predictors of divorce. And I think that the reason why it's like that, because you're holding some type of issue toward your partner. If you're doing that, you got some type of problem with that person that you have yet to tell them about, that you have either just discovered or that it's going to get worse based on these type of them coming to tell you these type of situations, or if something else happened, they want to come talk to you about it. You may be, now it may go to or sign.
Yep.
I just don't even want to hear that shit now.
Yep.
Type of attitude.
Yep.
So yeah, I can see that being one of contempt is being, and contempt for your part. That's the word I was looking for, contempt. You are holding contempt for the person you love. What type of, that's not support.
But it comes right back to communication.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So the basis of this entire conversation is communication. So you if you roll your eyes and not speaking, or if your body language is negative towards your partner, now it's a negative connotation on the whole conversation. So now I'm offended. So now I'm offended. So our conversation is going to be offensive.
Everything. So, now it's defense and offense. We playing on opposite teams now. We're playing on opposite teams. We're not on the same side. I'm displaying issues that I'm having with what you're doing about what I'm saying, and you're displaying issues about how I'm responding to what you're saying. Nobody's solving anything. It's a constant argument. We're going in circles. We're battling, and what that lead to?
Break up in the course. A fight.
Fact number five. Cuddling is a game changer in a long-term relationship.
Cuddling is a game changer in a long-term relationship.
Cuddling.
It depends on the couple.
What you do in your bedroom, though? Like,
I mean, her period on?
Something like that is kind of like, bro, hey, y'all, no. I hate him. But something like that is determined in the beginning of the relationship, though, right? Like, you know what your partner, because these are things
it that should be.
10 facts about the relationship everyone should know before they say, I do. So I shouldn't be walking up to the altar second guessing whether or not cuddling works for us.
Think about the connotation of cuddling too, because like you can be on the couch watching TV, cuddled up, you know, watching a movie, you know, you land on his lap, he got his arm around you, y'all cuddling in too. So it could be, it's different connotations to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really limit it to just laying in the bedroom and everybody just cuddling, just spooning. That ain't the move.
That's true.
Yeah. And cuddling to me is what you just said, Robert. It's what you just said. On the couch, on each other. No sexual contact like that. But just laying on each other. Just all over each other.
That's it.
Right.
That's it. Hold on.
And we fine with that.
We fine with that.
Like, look, I don't want none tonight. I just want to be up under you. I just want you to hold me. Look, we can kiss, do all of that, but I don't want that contact like that. I don't want that tonight. I just want to sit here and just lay with you.
So we talk, watch movies, laugh, joke. I'm saying, so
you
talking about kissing and doing all that other stuff, and you talking about you don't want that other kind of contact. We gonna run into some problems because you talking about.
But everybody, not necessarily, because every time you lay up, you ain't always think about fucking every time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And sometimes, and you know, Lord. Look, both of y'all might be tired that night.
Well, Rob said he always think about it, well, but you know, he also did say he's never been married to know. Tell me this, because while we got you here with this particular conversation, you've been in long-term relationships. You've lived with your partners.
Correct.
So, that's almost, I mean, marriage is pretty much just a significant more of just the paperwork in the.
Yep. It's just on paper.
So you obviously have.
You're going to bust it though.
Okay. Fact number six.
I'm not with you today, Rob. Not today, Rob.
Hey, man, y'all talking about cuddling. Hey, man, cuddling with a struggle.
Oh my God.
So fact number six, arguing over finances early on doesn't bode well for the marriage.
No. That don't bode well.
Period.
Not at any time.
You got to have that that talk in your relationship when it comes down to your finances. You got to know who is going to be in charge. Yeah, mm-hmm. Who's going to be in charge of the finances? How he or she spends. You need to know all of that. How he and she let other people borrow, like family. You need to have all of that figured out before you do anything.
Yeah.
Because, see, you might be the one that spends. And then you might have a partner that don't spend that is really a good saver.
100%.
Like, 100% right. Somebody, you got to establish that. Go ahead and establish it. Whoever the saver is, that's who really need to be over the finances.
Whoever good with the money, period. Because I don't care if you can be a good saver and still not be good with money. Because that don't just because you save money, I mean, you paying the bills on time and paying the credit card bills on time. We need to have a full understanding of our finances. When the checks coming in, when the checks coming out, when the bills coming in, who paying the bills, it needs to be definitely structured, because I might not be good at saving, but I'm paying my bills on time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, which is going to be ideal for making sure our credit stay in a good structure.
Correct.
So I might, but my check might need to go straight to my husband or my man when I get it, because I might spend it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just using that as an example. I'm not saying that's how I am.
That's actually a positive example. Like if you know, like you're not good at saving and your partner is. So you shuffle those funds and make sure you know they go to the right place. Now, the bad connotation that we have with that is you have where your money go to the other partner and the other partner jam it up too.
Exactly.
So you have to make sure you have somebody that know how they're going to save their money, how they're going to do what they do. And that's just it.
And you got to have that conversation with one another. Okay, this was going out the house. This is what we got to pay. Look, and you might need to sit down every month with your partner at the beginning. Okay, because I look at it, some people in relationships, especially when, I'm going to put it like this. Say if you got somebody wealthy, you got them over the finances. So that woman, and I'm going to say a woman, because most of the time women are going to depend on a man that's wealthy. You don't know what's going on. And so when people start going through their problems and leading up to divorce and everything, she left with nothing, because you never sat down and had him sat down as a couple and figure out, okay, what's going out the house? What he paying? You know I get this amount every month from him as allowance, but you still need to know everything that's leading up out that house. I don't care who it is, the male or the female. You need to come together, sit down, and you need to talk. Okay, this is what we got to pay. This is your money for every month. I know in my situation, I'm the finance person.
Well, I ain't had allowance since I was 9. So I don't know.
Well, she's talking about based on the wealthier people.
They give their partner
they give a monthly stipend.
Ooh. Yeah.
But that's like a monthly check. Ooh. You know, when that's you ain't got check no more. Yeah. When you out of, if you ain't got no money no more than shit.
You out of luck.
I know I'm still broke then.
Ooh. So fact number 7, men really benefit from getting married.
Ooh, man.
Proverbs say, when a man find a wife, he finds a good thing and he obtains favor. So
I think men benefit, but I also think women benefit.
I think both benefit.
I think because honestly, I think it's not the marriage. I think it's the partnership in general. I think that a lot of people in relationships have better relationships that aren't married.
Correct.
Without that paperwork. I honestly do. They get married and that shit go downhill.
Correct. I will say labels and paperwork has ruined so many relationships. And I get it. People think the matrimony and the whole thing is the right way to go, and I get it. You know, I've never been married myself, so But for that reason, it's like, I know when I get married, I'm in this shit for life. Like, it's not gonna happen again. So I want to make sure that when I do it, I'm doing it one time only. So it puzzles me when people say that they get into these situations and they have all these issues, and everybody has problems. Don't ever get it twisted. Like, everybody has problems, right? Like, no matter whether you legally married, whether you got a girlfriend, whether you got a husband, like, you have people that have been together 30 years and have never been married before, and they will still hold it down like they had a ring, right? But then you have people that have been married for 2 months and y'all looking for a divorce because they running out on each other. So you have, it's like different situations for different people. That's just what it is. Like, it's just, it's an individualized thing, like, that I like this, I like that, this is how we rock. Like, if you got a partner that understands how you move, y'all can move together like that. That's just what it is.
I definitely
that's just my opinion.
Maybe almost six of these facts on here I don't agree with.
How many facts you got?
It's a 10. But at least
you don't agree with six of
them? Yeah, because I can't
40% over there.
I cannot say that we can't say that one sex benefits more from the marriage than the other. That's why I said that both it's something that everybody, and I actually can't agree with that sharing the housework equals more sex. But I also will say this, that in my relationship, I did most of the housework, so it did leave me more tired. So if it was shared, then... Well, I can't even say tired left me. Being tired and never stopped me from having sex either, to be perfectly honest. So I honestly just don't think that some of these facts are true facts, but I think that they may help someone else.
It's not a fact they're not true.
It just don't work for everybody.
It just don't work for everybody.
It's true for white people. But go ahead, though.
Fact number eight. A few arguments every now and then are actually good for your relationship.
Yes, they are. Keep it spicy.
Yeah.
Keep it spicy.
People like makeup sex.
I mean, man, keep it spicy, man. Every you're not gonna agree on everything.
You're just not going to. It's not possible.
No.
Because we all was raised different. We all come from different backgrounds, different cultures, all of that. So it's just not possible.
If you agree with everything that you got going on, you 1989 Zamunda with the chick hopping on one leg, like that's
the
situation you got.
That part, Steve.
And if you got that kind of situation, it's super boring. Like, you don't want that. Like, you want to bring spice in your whole situation.
I need goofiness in every now and then. I need, you know, something different. Like,
a little quirkiness, all that.
Yo.
Number nine.
I'm too petty and like too funny to have to worry about all that stuff anyway. So you got to go ahead and come on with it.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to tell you, man. I ain't with that now. Don't be boring.
We got to have some excitement now. You got to keep that thing spicy.
1,000%.
Don't bring that lameness over here. We can be lame. We can be L7 every now and then because we don't want to go out with the group and we just want to stay home. But don't bring lame into my life forever.
Nah.
So
that ain't it.
But again, you knew that about that person before you said I do. So these are 10 facts about marriage that you should know before I do.
They don't though. So
I know that because people good with, but that's another
people
thing.
People change though when they get married.
Not only that, people put on good fronts.
That's why you never let nobody know what you like or you don't like.
You let it happen. They start to figure it out along the way.
You
can be super spicy for 60 days. And after that, y'all niggas in the house watching Netflix.
Or the fact, though, you know, that people put on fronts for periods of time. That's why I say for 6 months, a person will show you what you want them to see. The next 6 months, they'll show you who they really are. So
six months is too long. Like, you can't
You can't front it that long?
You can't front 6 months. Like,
you can't?
I've seen some people have. But
see, that's a problem with people. If you allow somebody...
No, I ain't talking about me as a, in a relationship. I'm saying I've seen it with people from the outside because I've known two people.
I'm talking about friends. I'm talking about friends and family. Like, if you allow people to be who they are, they will show you exactly what they got.
And it won't take 6 months.
But you have to allow them. Like, once you allow them to be who they are, they'll show you exactly what you want to see. But see, the problem is with women and some men too. Well, women and most men too. It's just one of them things where it's like you'll see it and you'll glaze over it. Oh,
that's true. That's true.
That ain't it. So now you're in a whole other situation. And now you feel like this person is doing this and doing that. And now you're in a position to where you're in a facade.
Yep.
And when that facade closes, not both of y'all miserable because he can't keep up who he showed you, and you don't like
who he can't keep up.
You don't
who
like
he
the real person he is, or you just don't, or the person he's showing you, you have no interest in.
That's true.
I ain't gonna be Derrick Jackson now, but one thing about women though, they will show you who they are in the beginning.
Oh, we are. We're going.
Oh, yeah, we do that.
So,
because we in tune with our feelings.
But see, and not only that, something you're going to do is going to show her, turn her off or turn her on first quarter to show her what it is that she dealing with.
First quarter, y'all going to show him. Y'all got to tell him. Y'all going to show him exactly who you are as a person. So once he sees that, he molds himself to what you want. Right? And now... Once that mold is cracked and he got to go back to who he really is, y'all be stuck with him because you fucked up about him now.
Yep. And now it's all fake.
Now you got to try to change him. And he don't want to change. And that change might take 10 years.
Ooh, Jesus. That's too damn long.
Because no. It's not though, because you fucked up about him now. So now.
Yeah, that's true.
And they'll wait. Just like a woman may wait for a man to get out of prison to grow, to be the person he is, they'll wait for you to show them who they really are. But a lot of times too, when you're dealing with certain women, all you got to do is let them know who you really are and give them that opportunity to accept
to
you and choose whether or not they want to deal with that. And they'll go ahead and choose you anyway.
You always give me that choice.
A lot of women want to deal with broken men anyway. They want a man that they could fix.
That's one thing I live by. Like, you always...
You can't fix nobody.
You got to go ahead and give somebody an option. Right.
Give them the option.
Be straight up at the beginning.
Oh, I'm ready for our topic. Okay, let me, because that's what it's about. Okay, so number 9, divorce may be contagious. And number 10, marriage is good for your heart. Okay, whatever. So we're going to go over.
No, I can't say that.
Queen said, no, I can't say that.
Like I always say, love can't pay the bills. Love can't pay the bills. Love can't
but
make
they said
happy.
Marriage is good for your heart. Not love.
Marriage and that either. No.
Yeah, I don't feel. Right, you ain't going to sit up here and be grooming yourself.
No. I'm going to comb
my beard on that one because I don't know.
I ain't mad at you, bro.
I can finally comb my beard, man. So I can't. I don't
you can't speak on that one. Huh?
I can't speak on love being, well, marriage being a heartbreaker, a deal breaker. I don't know about that.
If it's good for the heart, huh? That shit don't matter at all.
Yeah, hey, man. You can have a girlfriend that ain't good for the heart.
Listen.
You can have
a wife and a husband that ain't good for the heart either.
Ooh, you hear me?
Everything ain't good for you.
Cool.
So today, and this is the topics came to mind due to a plethora of conversations. Lord, I hope I ain't stepping that poop. It's poop all around my car, and I'm just noticing it.
You probably did.
I don't smell it on me, so I think I'm okay.
She's gonna rattle your carpets in your car.
Shut up.
Please don't say that,
Rob. Old dog shit in the central, man.
Oh my God. Oh Jesus.
I'll kick him off.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You crazy.
So one of our topics of the day. Well, our topic is totally let's be casual. So we're gonna talk about a few things that kind of led up to this topic.
Okay.
So the first thing is, are females okay with casual sex more these days? God damn, Rob, you gonna let me finish the question?
Nope, I ain't got to. 1,000
Jeopardy. Jeopardy. Yes for 1,000.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So give me an example as to why you think females are more prone to being okay with casual sex.
We're in a sexualized society. Like no matter what age it is now. So you have a sexualized society with the younger chicks that they actually live for a sexualized society. Then you have the middle age women that who haven't found anyone. It's just one of them things where like I'm gonna get my rocks off now, right? But the thing is, you have these dudes that don't keep it funky with them, and that's the problem. So casual sex has always been cool as long as you let it be known. So this isn't a thing that just started.
I don't know why people, they think sneaky links people, and all that's brand
people
new.
People been good with that for 100 years. As long as you let it be known. Because if you give somebody the option, now you have one thing in common. You either gonna tell me yes or you gonna tell me no. But now, once I don't give you the option, now we have a whole problem. Because now I've come to you like I want to be with you. Just because I think you're fine, I'm going to go ahead and knock off. I'm going to go ahead and knock you down. And I know damn well I didn't want that. Right?
You know how many relationships get started because of that? But go ahead.
Hey man, listen, I've been a couple of them. It's one of them things to where you're like, I've always, but one thing I have done though, to be honest, like you, when you let people know exactly what it is up front, you have a more conducive relationship to be positive, because it's just like, okay, I know you ain't shit, but I'm gonna give you a shot, right?
Yep.
So it's like I can move from that, but when you sit up around somebody and y'all going out and y'all kicking it, you staying the night, they staying the night, and you making her feel like you want to be her man, right? Because you never told anything else. So now, all you're saying is now is that, okay, yo, I'm really feeling you. Like, let's go ahead and take it somewhere further, knowing damn well that's not what it is.
Right.
Right.
Now
right.
You have a situation on the back end to where you got to move around funny. Now, after about 2 weeks, the text stop, the calls stop. You know, the liking the picture stop. You know, you ain't checking on no more. You ain't hungry no more. And this come from both parties, cause
cause women out here vicious these days.
They vicious.
First of all, they've been vicious for a long time.
It's in your face now.
But they've been vicious. They just been smooth with it. Like they just
make sure
they gonna. They gonna make sure you eat, but they gonna make sure for what niggas eat too.
Let me tell you something. Let's walk back. Now let's take a few steps back about talk about women making sure people eat. Now let me say, because I almost felt like you was throwing a shot. So
oh, that's because you cook. My bad, dog. I forgot you cooked, dog. My bad.
Come on, God.
You heard what I said, Queen. Let's take a few steps back.
Let's just back it on up. Let's just back it on
up.
And we ain't finna. We definitely ain't gonna dare Jackson ourselves either.
No.
But
that's right. That part.
And I'm speaking to Queen on this because you know I'm finna throw out a little bit of interesting information. But however, it's not to demonize how we do things. We just know what we're doing. Women have always been smooth as fuck. How they present themselves, they're very detailed in what they man want. The person who they interested in, they watching him for a minute to learn this man. It's not just to, because I'm interested in him. It's because I'm trying to make sure that the things that he is interested in, I can handle. So, with that being said, casual sex is nothing new.
No.
There have been times that, and Sid made a very interesting point about the fact that men do not communicate the truth to women. And that's a lot of the reason why we are where we are now. Because mm-hmm. If it was okay for women to tell you that, yes, I'm going to date you, but I'm also going to date him, and I'm also going to date him, without her looking like a slut, she'll tell it more.
That's true.
That's the caveat to the conversation, because women do the same thing dudes do now. They will pique interest, and they will show that they really want to deal with you, and they'll be full of shit too. Now, don't get twisted.
But
you can't really use the slut term for either or.
But in this society, slut is thrown around only in the demographic of women, because of that particular stuff. Because women want to be casual, now she a slut. But women always been casual. But women always been casual though.
If you gonna be casual. That's 100% on you. Like, ain't nothing wrong with that.
And that's fine. But you're speaking from probably like a 10% of the spectrum with men.
That's really not true. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you that straight up. Like, that's really not true. Cause like dudes, if you come to the situation, and if women came into the situation feeling like they ain't have to front, it'd be a different situation. Cause you got.
But that's why I just said you only 10%. Because if a man making me feel like I can't tell you the truth about why I want to be messed up with you, then I'm not gonna deal with you. That's me on a personal level.
But a lot of women will deal with it.
They'll still go ahead and play with that.
But why would a woman like not deal with a man and say, listen, this is what I want?
But it's not the woman that's not dealing with it, it's the man. It's the man. That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is
the women don't say that.
That's not true. Now that's not true all the time.
We may be saying,
let's be honest here. Women in their 40s are definitely honest about fucking around. They're going at it. So
they rabbits out here.
So you're not gonna say to a woman that's in her, you're not gonna have a woman in her 40s that know what she's doing, comfortable.
But you can't say a demographic though, because you called out a demographic, because now we all grown. So we all know what's going on, but when you go to the club and them chicks end up 22, 25.
But that's your fault for hanging out with people that's that young. Yeah. That's when you're going to deal with that type of bullshit.
Yeah.
A woman that's 25 ain't finna be okay with telling you she fucking with three other niggas. A woman that's 25 not going to be okay with that.
A lot of women 40 ain't either now.
I know. That's but I'm too. Saying the majority. We're talking about with this particular age gap, a woman in her 40s is going to be more comfortable than a woman in her 20s. Telling you she messed up. That's what I'm saying. So I would think this conversation of casual sex and being able to display that you're in a casual relationship doesn't come until you have had several experience situations, so you can get up to that level of like, you know what? I'm going to tell him what I want. If he don't want to deal with that, I'm okay with it. That's a woman that knows that's for sure of herself, because a person that's older, they're a little bit more sure. A woman that's 20, 25, she's still a little guessy. You know what I'm saying? If a man tells her I don't want to be fucked up with her.
And she's still trying to figure out who she is.
But yes, exactly. Because if a man tell a woman in their 20s that it's something wrong with them, they're going to take that to heart. You tell a woman in her 40s that it's something wrong with him, she don't give a damn about that.
I don't know. Like,
you ain't got to deal with me, bro.
But you got to also take into consideration the society we live in now too. Like, these chicks that's in their 20s, they don't give a damn no more, man.
No, they don't care.
Oh no, they don't.
You talking about? And my son, 19. I know how that shit go. Like, they don't care. Like, you can tell them whatever they want. It's like, nigga, old ass nigga, shut up. Now
that's how they feel too. That's exactly how they feel. This y'all call.
Them chicks in their 40s, they gonna fuck something. You hear me?
Yep.
They gonna get busy. And they don't care. And they gonna treat you exactly who you are. Like,
yep.
Yeah.
That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? But society changed that.
And And a woman in their 40s, they'll mess with somebody who ain't got nothing, that got plenty, that ain't got nothing going for themselves, because they feel like, this is my superiority. I'm only dealing with you on my terms.
I'm only dealing with you on my terms.
And it basically just reversed. Because that's all it did.
When they were 20, they was getting done the same way.
Exactly. And now, it just got
all about that power and control. I want to be in control.
And that's all it is.
I'm gonna set the tone for this relationship, because I'm gonna be in control.
But that's what society does. Like, society does that. Like, they have you sitting back in a position where all you work for is superiority and control. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Instead of them telling you, we're going to share commitment.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to do is, I'm going to find me a nigga that I can control, or I'm going to find me a woman I can control, and I'm going to move from there. And that's why.
I couldn't even be in a relationship like that. I don't want to be in nothing that I'm able to control you.
But I would think that's still a significance in the person. I think that's an insecurity in the person, because. Yeah. If I'm okay with dealing with somebody that I'm okay with having sex with, because I'm going to be honest with right now, at this point in my life, whenever I'm starting to, you know, maneuver back around again, I don't want to be in a relationship. I don't want to be tied down right now. And I don't want, I like my space. I like my convenience. I like my house. So I know that women are not giving up their comfort and their time and what they've worked hard for to be in a relationship anymore. Correct. You're going to either take what I want from you. And that's, I don't think that's having control. I think that's just knowing what you want. If I only want to deal with you on these bases, that's you, it's up to you to accept it, but that's all I want.
1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
1,000%. But
that's the problem. What I'm saying, that men aren't that honest with you. They're going to not tell you that. They're gonna try to make you feel like you priority number one, and then be still dating 12, 13 other people. I'm fine, and we fine if we just being casual.
I say about 4 or 5. Damn, now
you know what I mean.
Damn, now.
But I'm just saying, they're not. If they're in, what I'm
women
saying,
women do it too.
But what I'm saying, too. More they do. Women, but what I'm saying, we too. Can have more fun out here as a people. If we were more honest with each other,
but you that's got all to be honest. Honest.
Okay, so but
you got to be honest about it.
But since we're being honest, let's poke the bell, because it's not just men no more. Like thing is, the whole societal connotation is that men just tell women bullshit. But it's literally women doing the exact same thing men do now, right? And that's throughout all age ranges. So you might have 35, 40-year-old that's single, got her life together.
Mm-hmm.
But all she want to do is go make sure one dude got this. And it's nothing wrong with that. But it's women that's doing that too. So I want to mm-hmm. make sure that everybody knows that it's just...
Oh, it's not. Nobody don't think that's a secret.
And I know it because I lived it.
Nobody don't think that's a secret no more. Everybody know. Women are, let me tell you something. Women are vultures and very aggressive these days. So
very.
I wouldn't even say very. Like, I've been dealing with older women.
No, it's more. We used to aggression, but Rob, I ain't talking about just normal aggression. I'm talking about aggression from all ages now. I'm talking mm-hmm. about from all ages. You used to be at one point, it used to be just the older women that was aggressive.
No, everybody.
You know what I'm saying?
Not everybody aggressive.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Lesbians aggressive. Any type of woman.
Aggressive. All are aggressive.
It don't matter.
But it's society though.
That's what I mean. But like, okay, because I posted a TikTok today. Y'all know I love TikTok, so I posted a TikTok today on my IG page. Basically,
I ain't on TikTok though. But go ahead.
On my IG page, see that I wrote. It ruins relationships.
I'm busy. Come on, kid.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
So, I posted an IG TikTok today. I'm in a TikTok on IG today. basically where this lady was, I mean, the aggression in her voice was off the chain. So she was like, you niggas, I mean, sorry, excuse me. you guys that...
Hey, what you feel? Damn all that.
I know, and this freedom train anyway. You guys that be out there in them Nike shorts, them tank tops, and them,
oh, I seen
and them
that.
Gold chains.
Oh, yeah, with the chain on? Oh, she was tripping.
She said, since you out here dressed like a thot, I'm at you this summer. I'm taking all y'all and I'm raping. I don't give a damn who you is. If you out here in Nike shorts, a tank top, and a chain, you must want to get raped, nigga. I'm at your chest. And
oh, yeah.
She all like that, like she at him. And she was like, since you want to come out here and dress like a thot.
Not so a thought.
My thing is, so is Nike, so is ball and shorts.
She can kind of say that because she was unattractive.
Is ball and shorts, tank tops, and chains the new sundresses for men, for women?
It might be for the summer. Like, I guess it might be. The way she was talking, so aggressive.
I can't even find that. She was so aggressive, y'all. So
she was dead serious about it too.
Yes.
Like, she said I'm gonna slut you out. Like she
That's what she said.
Man, she said I'm gonna pull your boxers to the side. Like she was dead.
She said, you know how they used to tell the girls pull your panties to the side? She said I'm gonna pull your boxers.
Put your boxers
to the side. Steve watched the whole thing. He remember. I don't even remember. See, hey, Steve, I'm telling you, the women are aggressive. So basically, with that being said,
they women know what they want now.
They do. No.
They really know what they want. They know what they want now, and they're going after what they want now, and that's what it is.
It's not the fact they know what they want. They voice it now.
They voice it.
They go ahead and tell you.
Yeah.
They go ahead and tell you. Because like, usually, you have... When they did the whole slut shaming and all that stuff, like, years ago, like, first of all, that was corny. But now, you have a society where it's just like, these niggas get what they want. I'm going to get what I want, too. What I'm going to sit back and settle for. Like, I have
no more settling.
Let me go ahead and get what I want, too. And that's just what it is. Like, it's absolutely... And I'm going to say that first, like, it's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Go get you.
You got to.
That's just what it is.
So, brings us to the last point of the conversation. Settling. What is settling now? Because if nobody ain't settling no more. The men ain't settling for broke women. The men ain't settling for broke women no more. They don't want no woman who ain't got their shit together.
And they shouldn't.
And they never should have. Older
men.
Same are. Vice versa.
What'd you say? Older men are?
No. Older men aren't.
Older men aren't what?
Settling for like broke chicks. Like it's dudes that still cutting the check now. Don't get it twisted.
It's dudes still cutting checks, but it are they wanting just as much as they're giving now?
No.
Mm. Okay. So they still pay masculine.
Yes.
Okay, so there we know that those haven't disappeared. We know that the sugar daddy is still out there. And yep. We know that it's regular men that's going to just take care of you out there still. Yeah. But there are also some men that are not going to just allow a woman into their space if you ain't got nothing.
Correct.
And I'm okay with that. I really feel like if you expect $5,000 bags, you should be able to buy yourself a $5,000 bag.
And you should be able to buy it twice.
Exactly. Like it shouldn't be where you just send up here like telling this person that you want this and expecting that, and you can't do it for yourself.
You can't even afford it yourself.
I feel like from my end, I feel like a gift is a gift.
I ain't talking about a gift. That's not what I said.
But I'm not saying you requesting anything. You know what I'm saying? But I always felt like if you can't buy it twice, then you don't need it anyway, regardless of what it is.
That's what I mean.
Regardless of what it is or who
you are. Okay, if it's a pot set.
Yeah, like if you can't buy that bitch twice, don't buy it. Like, but I know
you can't be asking somebody to buy you something and you working over here at the McDonald's and you want him because he makes six figures. That ain't gonna work.
That's not what I meant about being able to reciprocate now, because this man might fall in love with that damn manager at McDonald's because she
But I ain't even talking about the manager part. I'm just talking about the regular crew worker. I don't want Johnny over here that work with me, but I want this man that makes.
Oh, I don't think just
you don't even want to. Step up to the plate.
I don't think just because she work at McDonald's, she got to settle for a man that work at McDonald's either.
No, she don't.
No.
I think that I honestly believe that if Sally walked out of McDonald's with her uniform on, went to Walmart and shopped for her kids and ran into somebody who wanted to take care of her or help take care of her or help better their life, and he know by watching her she been getting it and going hard, then that's a plus. That's a beneficial situation. He want me because of what I got going on. He want me because I'm not lazy or I'm out here just dependent on him. But a woman who ain't doing nothing,
that's what I'm talking
about. That's what I'm talking about right there. I think that.
But I'll tell you one thing she gonna do though.
That's all they gonna do. That's what they be good at.
She ain't gonna cut her. I bet she gonna bust it. McDonald's fries and all. McDonald's fries and all. Well, all right.
She gets on my nerves. You hear me?
Stig, oh my god.
She definitely gonna bust it, Stig. She gonna constantly bust it too, because she ain't got to get up and go to work either.
When I bet she gonna bust it. She might go to work, but he gonna make sure that ice cream machine work.
He might buy the McDonald's.
Well, all right.
That part.
And just like babe, you run it now from now. Okay. You know, it's just now I think people are doing more of seeing what they have and what their options are. They're wearing out their options a little bit more now.
Yeah.
Not because everybody, we've always known that sex is everywhere. You can get that from anybody. So
antibiotics.
It's so all these neutral things that they're doing to try to make sex seem more appealing is what's making things more rocky.
It's too much money out here, man.
It's too much money. Sex is sex.
Too much money.
People gonna have sex every day. It don't matter how they present it to you and what areas of the country it's presented in. People hunt you for free. People got sugar daddies. People got sneaky links. People got people that they casually have sex. So we have to get
people sit at the hotel seats.
The program.
People sit at the hotel seats, man.
I'm so sick of this, man.
Don't leave them out now. They sit at the motel seats for them falling now. Don't do that.
Oh my god.
You can either buy that McDonald's or spend that 40. however you want to do it. However you want to do it.
Oh my god, do you hear this man? I cannot. That man said they still busting it for the 40.
Don't look open Motel 6 now. You done called her. Everybody's having the Motel 6 now. Don't do that now.
I thought it was another. I thought they'd be at that red roof now.
That red roof. I think
the Motel 6 done went up.
The fact that y'all know that, y'all agree. The fact that y'all know that, y'all flow. You talking about they had the red roof now. I don't know.
I see. Yeah, they had that red roof. The Motel 6 cost a little bit too much. Since they started doing conventions and conferences, the price.
Oh, have mercy. Oh,
let me stop. So, y'all, any closing thoughts on today's show, y'all, on today's topic? Anybody any closing thoughts?
Do you?
This is what everybody wanted to hear. Like, you wanted to hear, like, the conversation from all sides, from all different realms. Like, and it was really good conversation from how it really goes from marriage to the Motel 6, you know? And everything in between. I think it was a good
look. The 6. I'll leave the light on for you.
We'll leave the light on. We'll leave it on.
Boy,
we
man,
will not dim your light.
Yeah, I swear to
this is hilarious, though. Well, go ahead, Queen, before I say what I felt like the show.
You know, just, I say just do you. Whatever you want in life, man, go after it. Don't be shamed. Don't be embarrassed about it. Just be you and do you. Don't give a F in what nobody say and nobody opinion, because it's you. And if that's what you want to do, just do you. As I always say, stay positive, write, do your journals, video journal, whatever you do. You got that phone in your hand 24 hours. We'll prophesize the 8 hours that you may be sleeping. If you sleep for 8 hours, I only sleep for 6. But, you know, do your video journal and just, man, just be you. Just do you. And don't worry about all the other stuff. Don't worry about it.
And while you all out here, you know, having your relationships, I think that whatever relationships you're forming with people, make sure that at least you can get something out of the relationship. I'm not talking about finances or anything. I mean, yes, some type of knowledge, some type of something. Like, don't ever leave anything with anybody empty-handed as far as growth-wise. If you mess with a man that's the new word is sneakily. What we used to call people when... What's the word? Because I know I be real lame sometimes, y'all. But what was it called back in the day when you was messing with somebody on the side and the people ain't know about? Not that you was cheating. Not a mistress. Somebody who you were just hunching that was a secret. It wasn't a secret.
But they used to say my cut buddy.
Cut buddy. Okay.
Yep.
So back to my statement. Cut buddies are not new. This has been going on for generations and generations. Correct. They just renamed this over and over and over again. Now new word is sneaky link. But this is my closing statement. Now, it used to be a time back in the day that if you were doing something on the side and you just messing with somebody, that was y'all business. Now, they're telling
everything.
It's
social media business and everything. Now
it's everybody business.
That's because we got social media and we got people talk too much, man.
And that will get you killed. So what I'm saying is, if you have things going on that you feel like it's a casual situation and you want to keep that in a casual situation, make sure you're messing with somebody who feels the same way as you. That's advice to you for the day. Be careful in every relationship you choose to have with anybody. Enjoy it. Enjoy your life. Let everything be beneficial to you. Keep doing you. Also, continue to support people who support you.
1,000.
That's all I got for y'all.
100%.
We like you. We love you. Of course, y'all gonna see our resident open forum person again. He like coming now, so we're gonna bring him back again, y'all.
Let's run it. He gonna be a part of our show soon, guys. He's gonna be a part of the show soon.
I'm with that too.
It's always good to have another a male voice on the platform. So we like, correct, you know, we like having that view, and people get to hear. Because Queen and I don't always agree. We have different, so it's good to have that whole third party reference going on up here. We appreciate that. So y'all tune in to next week's show. We will be back to discuss some other hot topics with y'all. And Monday, April 12th, we're our SW Conversations, our Brunch Conversations with Shelby's World podcast goes live. Ticket sales go live Monday. We will be advertising it. You will see the advertisement on our free page.
Ooh, I can't wait.
It's going to be so dope, y'all.
Send them sponsorships, man. Send them.
Yes.
If you want to be a sponsor to anything Shelby's World does, you could definitely hit us up. It's the loop, the number 4@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram @Shelby's World Podcast. You can hit up Queen @J2Couture, Beauty Mogul, Queen Shelby D, Mr. Stigger. We are out here, y'all. Hit us up. Keep in touch because we have so much coming up. May 29th our brunch, but tickets go on sale April 12th. They're only $20. They come with endless bottomless mimosas, good brunch, conversation, stuff like this that we did today. Oh yeah, we're drinking good.
Sponsors
get into the program for free. So just make sure y'all want the ticket seats are limited.
Very limited. We're doing COVID.
40 seats, y'all. So that's it. That's 10, 10, 10, 10. That's it.
Yeah, you play if you want to.
And it's gonna be good. It's gonna be out in Southwood. So if you want to get involved and come in and do that, when we drop them ticket sale information, I know they're probably going to sell out within like the first week or less. Just stay tuned. All right? Y'all take care. We like you. We love you. We'll see you next week.
All right, y'all. Thank you, guys.